We're about to get into college football. Riz by my side, on my right, sitting across from me. We've never met. We're fellow alums of the U. Yep. We follow each other on the Twitter machine. I totally respect what he does. I think he works his ass off. Cam Underwood, you can follow him at Underwood Sports, runs the State of the U, which is the SB Nation Miami blog.
Great job over there.
You do an awesome job over there, Cam. Glad to finally meet you, and thanks for coming in studio, man.
Hey, man, you know, I live around the corner and everything, so I took you up on the offer. It's great to be here. I'm excited to talk some games.
He looks comfortable, too.
Yeah, it works out. He's ready to go.
Looks like he belongs.
Notice his headphones look cool as opposed to yours that look like Stormtrooper headphones.
Hey, man, some would say these look cool.
Hey, man, the all white is a clean look.
Some would say that. I don't know who those people are. All right, Cam, let's get into it, man.
Let's go, man.
I don't know if you've listened to my snarky comments over the last 6 months or so.
I have.
But here's my general thought process when it comes to the Canes, okay? Is I'm not ready to buy in yet. It's the same thing with Ryan Tannehill. It's the same thing. But, like, I need to see it before I believe it. Like, you can give me the hype videos and the hashtags and all the fake tweets from Al's account and everything else, but until I see this team win big games and do it consistently, I cannot buy in. Do you feel like that's fair?
That's definitely fair. I mean, we're 4 years in and everything, and, you know, it's basically you have to kind of go on faith because everybody's saying we're going to be different, but what demonstrably has changed? We've switched two coaches. Kevin Beard is now at wide receiver, and Randy Melvin is at defensive line. No other coaches have changed. Obviously, Al and the coaching staff is not going to come out and say, okay, schematically, this is what we're going to do differently. So you and I on the outside, there's no real tangible difference from what we've seen. So, yeah, it makes sense that you're like, wait and see.
You know, Tracy Howard comes out, right?
Yep.
And Tracy says, oh, it's different, man. We're leading from the inside. You know, the student-athletes are, you know, taking responsibility, all this stuff. Accountability, leadership, all this stuff.
Buzzwords.
But I feel like you and I have been around long enough. We've heard all that stuff before,
yep.
And it's great before the season. Yeah, these are the guys that are finally going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like it was in the past where that locker room ran itself. And then they go out there, and it doesn't show on the field. So, again, listen, I love Tracy Howard, and I love the fact of what he brings to the school. And I shed a tear when they got him to sign on the dotted line, and he stayed in South Florida to go to the U. But, again, I've heard it before.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, you look 2 years ago, we're 7-0 going into the Florida State game, and everybody says, oh, we're back. And then, you know, you kind of look at those games where we squeaked by against Wake Forest and North Carolina, and a lot of us were like, whoa, hey, wait, we might not be. You know, and we heard all those same things about the team had come together and cohesive locker room, and then, you know, we end that year, you know, 9-4. And then, okay, last year, I mean, well, I don't even need to go into that. But, yeah, I mean, we've heard this story before, and we've seen the same result. So, I'm not really buying it 100% until I see on the field something's different for the Canes.
67974 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text machine. If you have a question for Cam or anybody else, if you want to talk to Cochran, feel free. I mean, we'll ask him a question. Although so far this morning, he's let us all down. Cam, are you in the business of predicting wins and win totals and over-unders and all that stuff?
I mean, we kind of do have to be like that over there, you know, State of the U.
Right.
We have a big staff. And
page
you know,
views.
Page views. Click it, please. we do that. And, you know, I don't do percentages like for recruiting purposes, but like going into the season, yeah, of course you got to do some win and loss predictions.
So thoughts on that front?
This is the great talk about question. You know, it's tough, man, you know, and if you're going off of what we've seen, you're looking at 6 or 7 wins. And that's what you would have to predict.
What's Vegas got them at 5.5?
Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5 is the over-under. Yeah. So you can reasonably say 6, maybe 7, based on what we've seen. And if you're going to say 8, 9, 10, I even had somebody tell me yesterday, we're going 12-0, national champs, we will be back. If you're going to make that prediction, that's you going on faith that a lot of things are going to be different. The offensive line, while talented, is young, and they're going to come together, and they're going to be as good as, if not better than last year. The defensive line is going to be dominating. Everybody's going to do their job to the best of their capabilities like we had for that 3-game stretch in the middle of the season the entire year. So, it's really tough because I mean, like you said, I'm a Hurricane alum, graduated class 2004. I want to believe that we're going to be different, but I don't have anything that I've seen that makes me believe that we will be right now.
Well, here's the thing is, listen, I'm a very logic-based person.
Yeah.
Okay? And I just look at the paper, and I look up and down the roster, and the freshman I don't know about, like Mark Walton, I mean, maybe he is amazing. I don't know. Maybe he'll get 2,000 yards. I have no idea.
Okay.
I haven't seen him play in college yet, okay? But the rest of the roster that are upperclassmen, I have seen play in college.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing from that group tells me that they are markedly better and are going to overachieve when I take away the talent they lost, like a Duke,
right,
a Dorsett,
right,
Clive,
mm-hmm,
and all the guys on defense, like a Denzel, a Chickalo, what have you. I can't make that equation work. Now, maybe it's there. Maybe something happened. Matt, like, Al used some magic fairy dust, and it's going to be there. And if that happened, woo! But I can't make it work yet.
And it makes sense, you know, but you had to kind of, again, believe on faith that the position coaches are doing their job and that the player progression over the course of the offseason through spring ball and this summer is there. And there is no tangible evidence of that until game one or game two or game three, when we see, oh my God, Rayshon Scott is making all these plays that we, you know, saw a clip of from the spring. We have Mark Walton, who, you know, everybody says he's going to play this year. He's going to get, you know, 200-400 yards. You go and see him in a game and he does something. So yeah, there is that element of the unseen, the unknown, because we're not in the locker room. We're not there every day.
The one guy that I believe in more than anyone else is Brad Kaya.
Of course.
I have a man crush on Brad Kaya that goes so deep.
Okay.
So deep. And it's a shame that his mom hates me and has blocked me on Twitter, which is fine. And it's a long story.
Yeah, long story.
Listen. Angela is lovely. She just happened to disagree with me on something. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Brad is the real deal. I just, in getting to talk to him and know him a little bit and know his work ethic and just see how much he believes, I love that guy. And if we're just about the quarterback, if we're literally just about the quarterback, I'm all in. Like, I'm streaking through the tulips, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we're not playing 7-on-7.
No, that is correct. There's a defense to be had and a running game, and yeah, guys exactly. have to catch the ball that he throws to them and mm-hmm. all this other stuff and schemes and all this, you know, stuff. But I will say this. I feel better knowing, or at least thinking, that we have a stud at a quarterback rather than being in the position of having an unknown there.
Oh, yeah. Like last year, I mean, Ryan Williams was going to start. He goes down with a knee. Then we bring in Jake Heaps, who was a heap of crap. And I said that many times. And then, you know, we get this kid from California who, by all accounts, was doing all these things that we didn't see.
Right.
And then he comes in and, yeah, now he's a stud. And how he was voted fourth in the preseason All-ACC.
Ridiculous.
At quarterback. That's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Like 3,200 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks last mm-hmm. year. Like, how is he fourth? Like, I, you know, and but people want to go sight on scene on Deshaun Watson, who had two big games, basically.
Right.
Like, come
awesome.
On, man. I mean, but, yeah, you know, taking it back to the Canes, Brad Kaya is the real deal. And, yeah, I mean, if there's anything to be excited about, he's the guy.
Riz, you and I, was it you and I that we were talking about the Al Golden situation, whereas if he overachieves and the team overachieves and they get to 8, 9, or 10 wins, that might be Al saying, you know what? Look what I did. I'm out.
Right.
Okay.
But if he underachieves and they get to that 5.5 that Vegas predicts, then he might be out anyways, because it seems like Blake is like, we're holding
That's
people accountable.
We should touch on the Blake James over at the ACC Media Day said some interesting stuff. You want to go through that?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
The first time.
He really did. We put it up on the site the other day, but he was talking.
Plug the site again, by the way.
StateOfTheU.com on SB Nation. So, yeah, you know, go over there and see what great content we have. But, yeah, put up that article, which is a link. He had an interview with Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald, and he went in depth talking about his expectations and everything. And the sentence or phrase that stuck out was when asked, you know, what the expectation was for this year. Blake James said, Al knows he has to win. The players know we have to win. I know we have to win. That is the goal. That is the expectation for this year. We're going to compete for and win the Coastal Division Championship, and then everything will be built up from there. And he was very definitive about that. and not really kind of wishy-washy. So, right. you know, that was the first time that he had come out and said, we have to win. Because if you remember last year, he said, oh, well, you know, we lost some games, but you can't win them all. And then, you know, yeah. like, I went crazy at that. I said, what are we talking
That's
about?
This the
is
point.
This is sports. This is football. You play to win the game. Herb Edwards.
You play to win the game.
So to have the head administrator, the AD, coming out saying, oh, you can't win them all. No. I mean, yeah, is that reality? Like, there's no team who's ever gone the entire history of life without losing.
Right.
But that's the goal. Perfection is always the goal.
Every year. That's what you got to do to even get in the conversation to win a national championship.
Right. We dig deeper into this Hurricanes team. We'll see if Riz has any fight in him at all, being the Seminole that he is. Are you coming at us? Like, you're just sitting there.
What do I need to do?
I don't know. Like, start throwing down the chop or something.
I didn't know this was a fight.
Oh, bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, bring it on, man. Go get a tuba and blah, 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 blah. I mean, do what you got to do, man.